Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Coast to Coast Radio Show. I'm your host, Ron Fitch. And today we're going to recap the NBA Finals. And it's all over. The Cleveland Cavaliers did the impossible. They pulled a Boston Red Sox on the Golden State Warriors. They came back from 3-1 deficit. The first team to ever do that. They won 93-89 yesterday in Golden State. And it was a very rugged, tough, hard-nosed win. It was a hard-nosed game. Both teams played good in spots. Both teams played kind of bad in spots. Ergo, the low-scoring game. The game was kind of a nip and tuck. Golden State took a 49-42 lead. And they were actually happy because they didn't play their best, but they were up 7. So I was thinking, wow, well, if they can increase the lead, they might have a chance. But then, soon as Cleveland came out of the gate, Jared Smith hit a bunch of threes to tie the game at 49, and Cleveland was slightly in control most of the way, even though Golden State had a 76-75 lead at the end of the third quarter. The fourth quarter was back and forth. Then the game was tied at 89 with about 4 minutes and 39 seconds left, and this is where Golden State will relive this probably for the rest of their careers. They'll probably never forget this. They didn't score the last 4:39. Their possessions were pathetic. No one really scored. LeBron James, who played great, I'm gonna have my heroes and my goats in a little later segment. But I want to tell you right now, both teams were kind of nervous. LeBron did not, who had a great game, was a little skittish at the end, a little driving weakly for a missed layup, missed a couple of shots. So what I thought Tyronn Lue did, who did a fantastic coaching job in the second half of the game, I was a little leery about him in the first half when he put Mo Williams in the game. I actually texted a friend at halftime and said, he didn't do the best coaching job, but in the second half he did a terrific coaching job and had Kyrie take the last shot. And Kyrie, with 53 seconds left, nailed a three-pointer. And he has ice in his veins. So when he took the shot, I said, he's making that shot. And he took the shot, raised up. And then Curry came down, took a wild three that he missed. And then they got another possession back, and they missed another shot. And LeBron was fouled, makes one free throw, and that was pretty much the game. But I'm going to tell you what the heroes of the series. My hero, and I don't care who the NBA had as MVP. I have two co-MVPs of the series, LeBron James and Kyrie Irving together, because you couldn't have one without the other. They both imposed their will in this series. And I thought the series was won in Game 5 when they both came out and just dominated Golden State and won that game easy, and then won Game 6 easy. So they had a ton of momentum and confidence. And I just felt the way the game was close, I said they're going to win. They deserve to win. LeBron James did have a big block on a fast break, Iguodala. He had two big blocks. That was great. His offense wasn't superb in the fourth quarter, but his defense was terrific. And Kyrie picked up the slack. So that's what teammates do. And the thing was, Golden State hit a lot of threes, but Cleveland went to the line 25 times, and Golden State went to the line 13 times. So they made it out there by getting to the free throw line a lot. And that's amazing, especially on the road. And they went on the road and won, and they were big. And those were the MVPs because they both had 41 points apiece in Game 5. And in this game, LeBron James had 27 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists. And Kyrie Irving had 26 points. He only had one assist. He's a two guard. He's not a point guard. He's a guy that scores. So he had 26 big points, making difficult shot after difficult shot, driving off his back foot, throwing the ball off the glass. He was making some amazing shots. And Love was solid with 14 rebounds. Jared Smith had 12 points because he was big in the third quarter. He didn't do anything stupid. So that's all you need out of him. And the rest of the team did what they had to do because their defense was good. Their defense was very good. Now, my goats of the game, and they're all Golden State's way. The number one goat was Steph Curry. 6 of 19. That, and he had a, it was 89-89 with about 3 minutes left, and he throws his behind-the-back pass out of bounds. It was ridiculous. And he was, the casual passes he was throwing, basically all playoffs, there were turnovers, and he never paid for it. They paid for it dearly, really paid for it, those bad turnovers. Nonchalant passes, and it cost them. And then Klay Thompson's offense disappeared. The defense was solid. He played Kyrie tough on defense. Kyrie made just tough shots. But his offense was nowhere. He just took three after three after three. And then he took this off-balance shot when the game was tied at 89. Wild off-balance shot that had no prayer of going in. I just think Golden State was tight. They weren't used to having to play an all-in game seven. They had won 73 games all year, so they didn't really have to go through any adversity. So they go through adversity and they fail. And Draymond Green's a big goat, even though he had 32 points and played great yesterday. He shouldn't have gotten suspended. I didn't like that he got suspended on that particular scrum with LeBron James, but it was all the other technicals that he did that cost them. The technicals during a regular season, not being able to control your temper, and then kicking Adams twice. So any little incident was going to get him in trouble, and it got him in trouble. And it cost him momentum of game five. It cost him the series. So they got all summer to sit and just think about all these things over and over again. And this 73 season, win season, is a complete failure and a 100% complete disaster. And I'm going to tell you why. And I know I'm a little harsh on Golden State, but, you know, it's a win or lose business. And I'm not here to play patty cake when I do my show. I tell you the truth. And Cleveland, if it was the other way around, I'd have got on LeBron and Kyrie the same way. And I've gotten on them before about how they conducted their behavior. But they were professional and they won the championship. And they did what they had to do. When you mess up, I'm going to praise you. When you screw up, I'm going to let you have it. This is the business I'm in. And I just believe that Golden State choked big time, and it reminded me of the Boston Red Sox-Yankee series, even though it was 3-0, it wasn't as bad, but it's close. It's close enough. Yankees were up 3-0. The Red Sox, in full momentum, after a bad loss by the Red Sox. It was a bad loss by Cleveland. And the Yankees came back. The Red Sox came back and won all four games, winning a tight game five, and winning on the road, just like the Cavaliers did. And then the Red Sox went on to sweep the Cardinals, and they won their they broke the curse. And then Cleveland broke the curse. And the city, I'm happy for the city that they got their first championship in a while. So they could celebrate that. But Golden State, this will be for their fans. Last year they won, and it's kind of tainted because Cleveland had guys injured, and they didn't play the Spurs, and it was every. And I thought this would fuel them to win this year. Say last year's was legit, but it doesn't. And you never. This franchise will not recover from this. This is no. Oh, we'll get it back next year. There'll be no next year, and it probably won't be a year after that. This takes when you move like this. This usually takes about 5 to 10 years to recover from this. Because it took the Yankees 5 years to finally get back and win the title in 09. If Golden State's lucky enough, they could do that. This will take a long, long time to recover from this devastating defeat. Up 3-1 with 73 win season, and you lose two games at home, and you don't really play tough. They didn't get any offensive rebounds. They didn't even try to do any layup attempts. I saw Draymond Green one time drive up and pass up a layup, and I saw him do it a couple times, kick it out for a three-point shot that was missed. That kind of buffoonery ends up adding up and costing you a series, and it was too many threes. They were down three. They could have got a quick two and a stop and then try to get two more, take the lead instead of a wild three that Curry took. But I wasn't on Curry as much as the wild shot he took, but it was the passes that he's been throwing all playoffs, and it cost him. They got away with it against Portland. got away with it against OKC, which they should have lost against OKC. And then they finally, the chickens finally came to roost, and the main turnover cost them when he threw the ball behind the back, out of bounds, where Klay Thompson trying to get a three-point attempt instead of a regular pass, we could have caught it and shot it. He'll think about that. He may be in his 50s and thinks about that. Because I know John Starks thinks about that bad, that all those shots he missed in Game 7 that could have given the Knicks their first championship. I mean, at least Golden State has one championship to fall back on, but you don't ever forget the bad losses and the mistakes you made and the nonchalant way you went about your business and not winning. And you're going to sit back and like, man, if I could have gave it my all and made better passes, we could have won. And you think about that. Yeah, I mean, you could be old and gray. You're going to be thinking about this loss. They'll never. I don't know if they recover from this no time soon. They're young, so maybe they'll go back and they'll start to rebuild. But OKC is going to come back next year and be better. Portland will be better than Golden State. So now they got to fall back a couple of notches and sit back and watch other teams in the West go ahead of them now. And they got their one championship, and Cleveland was injured, so they beat an injured Cleveland Cavaliers. So, and now Cleveland's fully healthy, and they beat them. And I think there's going to be a hangover for Cleveland. I don't think next year they come back as strong because they're the hunger. Where's going to be the hunger? LeBron got his third title, so they're never going to have to. Critics will never mess with him no more. He won in Cleveland. So he won in Miami, so he gave the city of Cleveland a title. So I can't see that there's much hunger. I think Miami's going to be the team to beat next year. They're going to be hungry to try to get there. And then OKC, those are my two teams, I think. And Portland's going to be up there if they make moves. But I think the Golden State, I'm preaching their funeral today. It's the end of this run, and I think the window of opportunity is going to shut real fast. I know this is harsh, but you don't come back. Psychologically, there's no coming back from up 3-1 at home with two home games and losing. There's no quick fix to that. This will just be something that'll sit with you and sit with you and sit with you forever and ever and ever until you win another title. And if you don't, you remember this year. You don't remember last year. You remember this loss. And Kerr and his coaching staff, and it'll be the most devastating loss they'll ever deal with, I think. I mean, unless they lose again, but 3-1 deficit, and you're the first team to give it up. Mm-mm. And you got a 73-win season? No. You don't recover from that no time soon. And the fans will just – if you're the fans, and you better hope the Oakland Raiders are good, and that'll distract you from this horrible pain. But this summer, you'll go through. And the funny thing is, when I'm looking at the Major League Baseball, maybe this is a year of trends. Maybe the Chicago Cubs go to the World Series. Wouldn't it be ironic that they would beat the San Francisco Giants, another Bay Area team, to break a curse? Another Bay Area team loses, and that team they lose to ends up breaking a curse? That would be fascinating, even though the Giants are real tough in baseball. Baseball is going to be a long season. I have a couple of more shows to do, and then I'm taking off for the summer, so I had an enjoyable time doing the show. We're going to do Keith Thurman and Porter preview on Saturday.